We remember now an extraordinary defense attorney and a beloved Harvard Law School professor, Charles Ogletree. He's died nearly a decade after being diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Professor Ogletree was 70. As an attorney, he represented public figures, Anita Hill and Tupac Shakur. He also fought in court for reparations for survivors of the Tulsa Race Massacre. And Peristovia Smith looks back at his life and career.
He was known as a brilliant legal mind and a champion for racial equality and social justice in the classroom and the courtroom.
He helps lift up voices that have been forgotten and have been lost, and that's been his life's work.
Former President Barack Obama has called Ogletree his professor, mentor, campaign advisor, and friend.
He's always given me a pat on the back, especially when I'm not doing well. And that's, I think, the mark of a true friend.
Tree, as Ogletree was called, was also a zealous advocate for a long list of both indigent and A-list clients.
Anita Hill's character and credibility has been assailed from the beginning.
When Anita Hill accused then-Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas of sexual harassment, she says Ogletree had her back as she was taking hits for daring to derail a fellow African-American's rise to power.
By advocating on my behalf, Charles Ogletree showed that this quest for gender justice for an African-American woman is the quest for racial justice. That meant a lot to me.
Ogletree grew up in Central California in a house made of cargo boxes. His parents, who'd fled Jim Crow South and barely got by as seasonal farm workers, always stressed the importance of education. As Ogletree said in an interview with Julian Bond in 2004, reading became his escape and his ambition.
I could be somebody that I wasn't. I was no longer black or poor. I was an explorer. I was a creator. I was an astronomer. And finally, it sort of removed the shackles that I thought I'd had on my mind. It made me imagine then I could do anything.
He had never heard of Stanford University when a school counselor urged him to apply. Once there, he became a student activist and leader, as he did later, at Harvard Law School. He was a star at his first job as a public defender in D.C., but he left after taking a stand against a mandate to hire a set number of people of color, according to longtime friend Ken Frazier, former CEO of Merck.
He was committed to justice and equal rights, not simply opposed to discrimination against African Americans.
As a professor, Ogletree continued fighting what were then the most quixotic battles, seeking restitution for survivors of the 1921 Tulsa race riots and reparations for descendants of slaves. University of North Carolina professor and friend Ted Shaw.
Black folks were proud of Tree. What he was doing was truth-telling, and I don't think anybody will ever forget him for that.
I think Tree will go down in history as a champion for justice. He's going to have one heck of a legacy.
Lawyer and friend Dennis Sweet says Ogletree brought that same mettle to his battle against Alzheimer's, speaking out about a disease that disproportionately afflicts African Americans.
A lot of people suffer from the same things. They won't admit it. They won't even talk about it. But talk about it, because it's going to be very important.
The way he talked about it, it was courageous. You know, no question about it.
Equally courageous, says friend Ted Shaw, is Ogletree's family. His son, daughter, and wife Pam, who Ogletree has described as his soulmate since the day he met her at Stanford. As is the case with Alzheimer's, Shaw says, their grieving started years ago.
It's two deaths. You know, you lose them twice. It's cruel, but I try to think about what Tree did. He used his time well. You know, he's run his race and run it well.
Ogletree was ever mindful of passing the baton, speaking often about wanting to lower the ladder to help others as others helped him.
I want to be remembered not for the awards, but really remembered for somebody who was lifted up by others, who saw there was some hope in me. That is what life is all about.
Tree, his friends say, could not have been more aptly nicknamed. Standing tall, offering protection and cover, a force of nature who'll continue to bear fruit for generations to come. Tovia Smith, NPR News.